Today we're looking at the body of Christ, which is our church. Our church is His body. The church of Jesus Christ, that's His body. Okay, y'all understand that? Jesus, specifically, the Bible tells you where Jesus is. He is seated, someone take a wild guess, at the what? Right hand of God the Father. Is He up there just chilling? Uh-uh. He's making intercession to everyone, for everyone that asks of Him. That's a full-time job right there, ain't it? Say, how many of y'all keep Jesus busy? Right there! Can you imagine such? Amen? That's what He's doing. He's seated high and lifted up. Hallelujah. Amen? Right there, He is your advocate with the Father. What does that mean? He is my attorney, and He ain't crooked. Excuse me. Amen? Don't want to be ugly. There's a lot of great attorneys. None like Him. Amen? Can you imagine Jesus as your attorney? Don't you get down sometimes when maybe an accusation is hurled against you and you know it's not true? Say, Satan ever do that with you in your mind? Beat you up, beat you down? Does he ever do that to you? Isn't it great to know, hey, I've got an attorney, I've got an advocate who's setting it straight in heaven right now. I'm telling you right now, get behind me, Satan, get out of my house. Amen? So that's what he's doing. He said, and we're going to talk about this in the second service today, we're in a brand new series on the Holy Spirit called Move Me, but he told his disciples, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave. Matter of fact, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send to you the Comforter, which is sort of an odd name, I think, for the Holy Spirit, Comforter. You know? But isn't it wasn't it a comfort for Jesus to be with those guys, amen, those apostles that he called? I mean, to know that regardless of whatever they came against, Jesus was with them. Wouldn't that have felt good at night, sleep and say, amen? Whew, thank you, Lord. I'm going to be where he is. He said, I'm going away, guys, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And then he said this incredible verse. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then into the uttermost part of the earth, or the world. Okay? And guess who he was talking to? His apostles, his disciples, but there was others in that room. There were women and there were other people. Okay? That's where you and I come in. We're his church. And we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, now we're the body of Christ. We are Jesus' arms. We're his hands. Is that true? It is. His feet. When you get a hug today, well, I don't like hugs. Well, then you didn't like a hug from Jesus. Excuse me. I know that's ugly. Why? I'd hug Jesus if he was here. He is here. He shows up in us. Y'all listening? I don't think we realize that when we stick that hand out or that word that comes out of our mouth. This is a word of encouragement. Where do you think that comes from? That's the Lord. That's the body. Got it? So now let's go with the message. That's called Relate. We're in a little series. Our church is his body. Now we got to go fast now, Rog. You ready, buddy? Here we go. They say, Roger says he's got one friend. You know what Roger's name is, his one friend calls him? Pop it up. He don't call him Roger, he calls him, how you doing, pop it up? Because I say that all the time, pop it up, Rog. Hey, that's his part of the body, ain't it? Say, Roger's all about that popping it up. Amen? Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Pop it up. That's actually a pretty good name for Rog, isn't it? Instead of pop it, Papa Daddy, it pop it up, pop it up. I can see Rod's doing that now. Amen. Come on, here we go, buddy. Going to look at two things real fast today, and we're going to make it to the end. We're the body of Christ. First of all, we do not want to be a body pain. Amen? I do not want to be a pain in the body. Let's talk about it. Body pains and aches. Divisions is what hurts or pains the body of Christ. Can you say that with me? Divisions is what pains the body of... How can you hurt Jesus? Hurt his body. We are his body. You think that hurts Jesus or not? That hurts Jesus. I sang a song recorded years ago called Do you still feel the nails every time I fail? One thing that he still feels is when we hurt one another, because that's his body. We don't want to do that. Amen? Yes or no? No! You're not welcome here. You're not welcome here to do that. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? You hurt one of these members in this church, you hurt me. That ticks me off and that bothers me. This dear sweet lady right here smiles at me, encourages me. If I think somebody's hurting you, that would just so upset me and tick me off. If you come into this place and somebody hurts you, that would bother me. You come and you tell me. You hear me? Yes or no? Hurts Jesus. Hurts us. Hurts me. Now, I'm thankful. We're not a perfect church, I'm sure. But I am so glad I do not hear a bunch of that mess here at Fellowship Church. Let's give him some glory for that one. Come on. We give you the credit. Amen. Let's talk about it. It gets ugly. Pop it up. Now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. Does it mean you can't have your own mind, your own opinions? That's talking about not having divisions. That there be no divisions among you, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. Amen? Whether you like it or not, we're building a building. Did y'all hear me say? Whether you like it or not, we're building. I don't like it. You need to get in the same mind and the same judgment. The hammers fell. Poof, we're doing it. Got it? You think I want to do it? Part of me don't want to do it. I believe it's firmly it's the will of God for our church in Englewood, Florida. So guess what? We're doing it. Amen? Yeah, come on. Good. You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. Don't be divided. Is Christ divided? No. Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Hey, friend, this is the body of Jesus, ain't the body of Paul. I'll be honest with you. I don't like anybody setting up anybody in the Scripture on some big high pedestal. I don't care if it's Paul or anybody else. I don't like it. Let's put Jesus up on a pedestal. Let's keep Jesus up. What would Paul say if you put him on a pedestal today? He would say, stop that. I'm the chief of sinners. Is that what he said? Yes or no? Certainly don't put me up. I'm right down here with you. Where? On the ground. Face down. Have mercy on me, Lord. Amen? It's all about Jesus. Paul says, Christ didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. Amen? It's not about me. Paul says the body's not one member, it's many. You think we could pull this off on Sunday morning if it was just me pulling up in a Titan pickup truck and I walked in? I don't think so. I think I need all these people you see that are serving and helping and working and doing. Amen? Body's not one member. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Just because you don't get to do a job or gifted to do a job that somebody else is gifted to do a job doesn't mean you're not part of the body. You're just not doing what they're doing. But we don't need everybody to be a hand. We need some arms. We need some foots. We need some nose. We need some mouth. We need some eye. We need all this stuff. We need some hair. Amen? Come on. What if the ear shall say, I'm not the eye? I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye? Can you imagine that? It'd be a monster in a building, wouldn't it? Look at that guy with a big eyeball. That's what we'd be saying. Where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where's the smelling? Aren't you glad somebody's got a nose to make sure this place smells good? I got one of those. I can really smell. I'm telling you that right now. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it's pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one what? Body. That's how we're to function here. No divisions. Amen? Y'all got that down pat? That's how you relate in the body of Christ. If you're out here wanting to be something that you're not and wanting somebody else's job or what they do and gift and you get a bad attitude, that's a division. That hurts. It stinks, and that's what most churches are struggling with today. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. I'm glad my eyes let me not saying that about my hand right now. I like my hand. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. I'm glad my head didn't say that to my feet. I need them right now, right? Say. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble, they're what? Necessary. If you can do anything today for the Lord in this body, anything, do it. And it's necessary. Amen? Just a little bit of something. All I could do was a little. You ever feel bad because you can only do a little bit? Say, can I see your hand sometime? Don't. If I'm doing a little bit and it's for Jesus, he even says something like this in the scriptures. He said, if you just give a cup of what in my name? Cold what? Water. You did it unto me. That's important. Divisions is what pains the body. Mark chapter 3. If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot what? If we have division at this church, it will not stand. God has called me to be very strong against division. I'm that kind of pastor. Got it? I got warts and wrinkles and all that kind of mess. But one thing you're not going to say about me is Pastor Clark promotes divisions. That is bull junk. Y'all listen, say. No. Unity. Togetherness. Amen? You talk about somebody else, put them down, gossip about them. Try that with me. I want you to try that with me. Just test me. And duck. I'm serious. You matter to me. This church matters to me. You matter to me. And I know you're saying that about others. This body matters to you. That's the church. You wouldn't say to your hand, you don't matter to me, would you? Next time you think about doing that and hurting a church member, go out and take a hammer and just smash your hand. Go ahead. Got my permission. Do it. Pam! Oh, ow, ow. Yeah, that's how I've been acting like a fool lately at the church. Amen? Come on, here we go. Ugly preaching. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, 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 that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain what? Good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Avoid, boy, shouldn't we learn this? Avoid what? Foolish questions. I have people that come by, stop by the office sometimes, and a lot of times they don't attend fellowship, but sometimes they do. Ask me the dumbest questions. And I'll go, that's just a dumb question. Or, I don't have time to do all that. I'm sorry, if you got time to go all down that rabbit trail, I don't have time to do that. Genealogies, contentions, strivings about the law. For they are unprofitable and what? Vain. Doesn't mean we shouldn't study the Word and know the Word. But man, if you start getting off on some of these rabbit trails, my gosh, it'll just kill you. A man that's a heretic. A guy that's, hey, just not teaching the Word or believing the Word at all, and he's part of the body list, and after the first and second admonition, just reject him. You're going to keep bringing up that mess and causing division in the body of Christ and trying to get us to go down some trail that's crazy? We're not. Hello. Goodbye. There's 9 doors. I counted them again out of here. Amen? It's not healthy for the body. How'd you like to go to a doctor and you're dying? You got like 6 weeks to live if he doesn't do something quick. And he keeps wanting to just talk about it. Let's just talk about it. Let's read another article. Do something, doctor. I'm dying. Amen? You know what I mean? Come on. Knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Tough talk right there. Romans 14, this is all of the Bible. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? To his own what? Master, he does what? Stands or what? Falls. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God's able to make him stand. Okay? But why do you judge your brother? Why do you set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Don't we act like sometimes in the church that I know you're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ, but I ain't. Think about that next time you judge a brother or sister in the body of Christ. Your tail's going to be drugged there too, excuse me. Oh, you're saved, but we're going to give an account for the things that we did in the what? Body. Tough stuff. I love this kind of stuff, actually. This is tough talk. I'm glad I've got a God like that. I'm glad I got a God that doesn't put up with this mess. My God's strong. Do y'all like a strong God, say? Or just mamby-pamby, do what you want, anything goes, it's okay, whatever, all right. Most people that think like that run their whole life off of a cliff. I'm glad for structure, for discipline. It's good. It makes great ball teams, athletes, it makes great churches. But not disciplined over stupid stuff and crazy rules. But this is so important, what we're talking about today. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to who? Some Christians, they're going to be surprised that when they get to heaven, the knees aren't bound to them after all. And every tongue shall confess to who? God. So then every one of us shall give an account of whoself. Next time you're worried about fixing somebody else, realize you're going to be giving an account for whoself? Himself. Yourself, herself, myself. Let us therefore not judge another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. And a lot of times, I know you can look at that verse from two or three different angles, but if you keep it in context, I tell you what, so often when we judge somebody else, that is a huge stumbling block that we put in their way. We've read that verse many times, like, well, if my hair touches my ears, you know, I don't want my brother to stumble. If your brother's stumbling because your hair touched your ears, sir, they probably ain't no hope for him. You know what I mean? We come up with the dumbest stuff. Like, ladies, if you don't wear a skirt to church or a dress to church, you need to because you might cause a sister to fall. Have you lost your mind? Hello, say. I've seen far more many people be discouraged, not because of what somebody wore, how long their hair was, but because of what some Christian said to them. Y'all listening or not today? Huh, I'll never go back again. Church is not for me. You ever heard anybody say that? You ever said it yourself? Say. Let's do not let this place be that. Y'all listening to me, yes or no? We're not just building a building. We're building the body. The body needs to be a strong foundation. We need to give the future. If Fellowship Church is going to last for years and years after you and me, it needs to be on a good, firm foundation. Amen? That we loved Jesus. That we loved people. That we had no division in the body. I hope when I'm dead and gone, I'm in heaven one day. I'll be able to look back. I'll go, look down there and the church is doing good. And when it ain't doing good, somebody pipes up and says, we need to get back to the way it used to be. Where we got along, where we loved people, where there was a firm foundation. Y'all hearing me today? Yes or no? It's important. It's huge. Let's go over these last ones real fast. The clock's doing good on us. Here we go. Let's just try to run over these real fast. Can we do that real fast, Rod? Here we go. Pop it up. Say that with me. We're not going to read the verses. Let's just read the points. Okay, here we go. Say it with me. We are to. Lots of scripture. Number two, we are to what? Can we do that one again? We are to promote unity among each. I hadn't seen anybody that won't go to a church like that. And y'all really have to work hard at doing this because I tick people off. People come and say, you talk funny. You say bad things. Y'all really need to work hard on this unity thing. That'll cover my back. Amen? lets me be me. All right? Come on. What's another one? We are to what? I'm looking for that judging you and telling you what you're supposed to wear. I'm looking. I'm trying to find it. It ain't up there yet, is it? Keep looking. What else we got, Raj? We are to... That's the body of Christ. Let's see if we can stop right there. No, none of them up now. Let's see if we can take a little quick test. We're to try to pop name one. The church is supposed to do what? Love one another. We got that one checked off. What's another one? We're to what? Promote unity. That's another one. What's another one? We're to serve the Lord. Was there a fourth one? Witness to others. Boy, you got all four so far. Is there more? We're to worship the who? Lord. Not to worship me. We're not building a facility so we can fall down and worship a facility. Dumbest thing on the planet, right? Crazy. Not to worship you or your position or my position. Who died on the cross? If you ever get lost in the way, who died on the cross and rose from the dead for you? Somebody tell me. That's who I worship. There you go. You're back home again. Amen? Our church is his body. Amen. Do y'all get it today? I didn't have to spend a lot of time on that other one. The last part, because we get all screwy on the first part of the message. That's where we screw it all up, on the divisions and the pains. So did we get it today, church? Amen. Let's praise the Lord this morning for his word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.